Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring in discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah An-Najm. Now, primarily, there is just one narrative which is this is recorded in this regard. However, it has a different change of narration. In that too, in spite of this difference, as I'll point out, the fact is that two narrators, which are on the basis of which this narrative cannot be regarded as trustworthy, both these narrators are common in both these narratives. Now, as far as the actual discussion on this chain of narration is concerned, I'll defer that and first of all read out the text of this narrative to you as found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's Tafsir. The words are, مَنْ قَرَى سُورَةَ النَّجْمِ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ أَشْرَ حَسَنَاتٍ بِعَدَدِ مَنْ صَدَّقَ بِمُحَمَّدٍ وَجَاهَدَ بِهِ بِمَكَّةٍ, which means that a person who recites Surah An-Najm, the Almighty will reward him, will give him the reward of 10 pious deeds for every person who rejected Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca and for every person who attested to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So for each of these people, for each of these persons, the Almighty will reward or give the person the reward of 10 pious deeds. And as far as this narrative is concerned, I would like to point out first of all that Hafiz ibn Hajar says that it is concocted, it is fabricated, and it cannot be ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And perhaps the reason for this is the existence of Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the existence of Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following comments recorded in his Tehzeeb al-Kamal. So, thus for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says about Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini that he is laysa bishay. Another opinion that Yahya has about him is that Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosli says that he is laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani say that he is ghayru siqa. Now, Abu Zurra and Imam Abu Hatim say that he is Zaif. And Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash regard him to be matruk. Another opinion of Imam Nasai about him is that he is laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu Qasim al-Bughvi says, Zaiful hadith chiddan. And Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash also says that he is a kazab, that he is a great liar. And it is because of these two narratives that Hafiz ibn Hajar says that this narrative is concocted. And since the same two narratives are also found in Salawi's Tafsir, there is no reason that we should not regard it to be concocted as well. So all in all, we can say that both these chains of narration show that they are absolutely fabricated and concocted, and this narrative cannot be traced back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to go about it is to have a living relationship with that surah. And that, of course, can only be achieved if we understand the surah, if we reflect upon its meanings, if we communicate its message to others, and, of course, act upon what it says to us, and disregard narratives such as this, which has been regarded to be totally fabricated and concocted. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ